Question 12. In the 1970s, illusionist Doug Henning revived the magic show as a popular form of entertainment and starred in an NBC television special called Doug Henning's World of Magic, which was seen by 50 million viewers. Also popular in the late 1970s, transcendental meditation, a Hinduism-based practice. Henning was an avid follower of TM and became convinced that his life's mission was to spread the practice. So he began work on a TM-based theme park called Vedaland. Using astonishing visual and sensory effects and state-of-the-art 3D imagery, the park would look like an authentic Himalayan mountain village. However, he was unable to buy land in India or near Orlando, Florida. So Henning bought 700 acres near Niagara Falls, Ontario, and set about trying to raise the money he needed to build Vedaland, an astounding $1 billion. He never succeeded. When he died of cancer in 2000 at age 52, he'd been trying to get the project going for nearly 15 years.